Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
Well, we're going to talk about an update on the COVID-19. Mm-hmm. Start the show with that, and then we're going to talk about ways to not let the COVID-19 get the best of us.
Oh, that sounds really good.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Dr. Prather, how is the COVID-19 pandemic shaping up at this time?
Well, there's actually some good news that they put out as they're looking at the statistics. It seems to be fading.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
That's great news.
Yeah, it's actually fading quicker than what they anticipated. And they don't expect as many deaths as what they had predicted.
That's great news.
Which is really good news. Now, we still aren't through the hump. So we are not over on the other side.
Is that what they're calling, like, the surge?
Yeah, the surge. Mm-hmm. We still have the surge coming up pretty much in the next 2 weeks. In other words, we should see the light at the end of the tunnel here pretty soon. It's interesting because they sit there and the experts come out there and say, you know, I don't want to paint too rosy of a picture, but also want to be, you know, not too bleak of a picture.
Right.
Because they're actually pleased at this point.
Uh-huh.
But they said it's not going to seem like that for the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So
we got to get through these next 2 weeks.
Right. And again, it's real good news. Everybody's asking me, you know, Doc, when do you think that...
I know. We're at Costco with our masks on last week and we see a patient.
Right.
Give me some hope, Dr. Prather.
Yeah. When is it going to be over? And, you know, how are things going? So we're keeping up on that. But this could be something that becomes a lot less than what we had anticipated. So, which great news.
Why is that? Why?
Oh, very good question. The reason why that they are crediting it with is the compliance of the American population. You know, America has really come together. It was much more of a voluntary than a mandatory.
Yes.
Like in China and other places, you know, they had police enforcing it. They just had people who volunteered here in America. So like one of the experts said, you know, hats off to the American people. They did the social distancing, what they were asked to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it was successful.
Wow, that's wonderful. So how successful has our response been?
The response has been very good. One of the things that was a real problem is we really didn't get great information from China.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's one of the things that has been brought up by President Trump and Nancy Pelosi.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them.
They both agree on something.
They really do. That, you know, this really shouldn't have been as big of a problem.
Right.
If the Chinese had been forthcoming. We had actually volunteered to send some of our experts over there. They refused. They weren't very transparent. The World Health Organization supported them in what they were saying mm-hmm. was going on and said that that is true.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, it wasn't.
Yeah.
So there's no doubt that the Chinese had lied.
Yeah, and we're talking about communism.
Right. Mm. And so, you know, there was this whole thing along those lines. And if we had been able to have that information, I feel that we would have been much better prepared. Now, there were some people within the administration who sat there and said, I'm not really quite sure if I really believe this.
Mm-hmm.
But they did decide to kind of go a middle ground. They didn't want to overreact.
Right.
So they were trying to take the World Health Organization at its word on what was going on. But there were some people within the administration who had put some memos that, hey, I believe that this is actually much worse than what it is, you know, what mm-hmm. they're saying. And if we would have had that information, and that's one of the things that we really need to work out afterwards.
Yes.
You know, how to be on top of pandemics. This is obviously a big problem. This could have actually been much worse
mm-hmm.
and much more deadly. And if we don't have a transparency, then we really don't know what's going on. And that's one of the things is the United States has been pretty transparent in their number of cases. We've really tried to get the information out here. Now, we don't have the testing still. The testing is going to be one of the big things, and they're working on a lot of technology, mm-hmm. you know, to try to get that. But really, with the information they had, they did a pretty good job on responding to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then trusting the American people to follow through was actually a really good thing, because if you kind of enforce it, it puts a different type of a damper on it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you have a voluntary type of thing and people respond well, then, you know, that's a big thing. And I've had some really interesting people out there. I had one gentleman who's owns a company.
You're talking about patients?
Patients, yeah, mm-hmm. with some manufacturing involved. And he had some lung conditions, so I told him he needs to self-quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he sits there, but he reads about the economy, and he wants to get back there in his business.
Right.
You know, and get things going again. Like, uh-huh. he's going to save the whole United States economy.
Right.
But he's, you know, very go-getter, and, you know, he hates the self-quarantine because he's constantly working in his business.
Mm-hmm.
But I told him, you know, if you get this, you're at a higher risk.
Right,
you know,
he had the lung issues.
Yeah, he had a prior lung condition, and I said, you're not going to do anybody any good. You're going to be much better as long as you're functioning. You can tell them what to do. Mm-hmm. There is telephone, there is Skype.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be there in person.
Right.
And, you know, that's not how we're used to doing things, but it
right.
is probably the future.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're keeping up and running, let's get through this. Hopefully the virus kind of settles down, and then we can, you know, let you go. And I'll keep you informed on when you can start getting back out there again.
I mean, that is so encouraging to hear. You know, we're in a country of freedom.
Yes.
And we're given the freedom to choose and to volunteer. You
right.
know what I'm saying? We are doing what we're supposed to doing. Now, I call it physical isolation, and I'll talk later,
right.
instead of social isolation.
That's a good point.
We're not socializing. We're not isolating. Hopefully, I've had
social,
more
yeah.
Zoom calls and FaceTime calls. You know, I'm not socially isolating through
right.
my technology, but we're physically isolating.
Sure.
So different than communism.
It really enforced it.
Right.
There was some really disturbing type
and
of videos that came out of
things that
there.
Were important to the world.
Right.
You know, I know their very own, in Wuhan, their own physicians were trying to tell them.
Oh, yes. That was very sad. And they didn't have the support. They didn't have the protective equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And they went ahead and sacrificed themselves to save people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those people were incredible heroes.
Mm.
You know, and they were actually punished.
Yeah.
Because of it, you know.
And you saw in the media them just pulling people out of the streets. And
yeah.
We can be so thankful.
No, for what we've got.
And we're not a perfect country, but we have our freedom.
Yes, we mm-hmm. we acknowledge our mistakes and then move on from there.
Mm-hmm. So who is at risk for the COVID-19?
Of course, anybody with any type of lung conditions
mm-hmm.
Are always an issue. So if you have anything going on along those lines. And one of the things that was interesting is he actually didn't know he had lung conditions.
You're the patient.
The patient I was talking
right.
about. Yeah, he was not aware of that. But he had come in with some prior types of things just before this, and I did a full workup on him.
Yeah, this was before COVID-19.
Well, it was actually just starting.
Okay.
And then we had ordered some chest x-rays, which had never been done on him because you know, we had noticed that there was an issue. We had noticed that his lung function test was low. And then did some x-rays and found some old scar tissue that had developed from some problems that, you know, he remembered but hadn't really been followed up on. Actually, some histoplasmosis.
Mm-hmm.
Getting good diagnostics.
Yes.
Is really very important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're not quite sure where you are, there could be some underlying problems that you're not aware of.
Right.
So, you know, that's one of the big things. So, lung conditions, looking at that. Anybody who is immune compromised.
Mm-hmm.
Also, someone who has a high inflammatory response right now. That is also a big issue. Cardiovascular issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have a heart problem, hypertension, kidney issues, toxic overstressed liver. All those things make you much more susceptible. You know, you need to be aware of what's going on. And quite frankly, all these people had been going to doctors and getting checked out, but they weren't being thoroughly evaluated.
What are you talking about? Which people?
A lot of my patients who I said are at risk.
Right.
Interestingly enough, about 50% knew that they would be at risk. 50% didn't know that they would be at risk.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, no one is going into the real crisis on that without some underlying risk.
Right. Makes sense. When we come back, more on the update on the COVID-19.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, what makes your approach and emphasis on the thyroid unique?
We look at it structure functionally, where homeostasis is what is important. Mm-hmm. And homeostasis is a balance, and there's a balance in the thyroid that should be achieved, which you can determine. And the people who have a normally balanced thyroid homeostasis is probably less than 1%.
Wow.
Of the population. There are two systems that control the rest of the body, the nervous system, and then also the endocrine system. And as I tell the patients, those are the two things that we need to get fixed first. Mm. You have to have a proper functioning nervous system and a proper functioning endocrine system to be healthy. And the thyroid is sort of the workhorse of the endocrine system. And many of the problems that we see in patients, once we get the thyroid balanced out, a lot of the issues start to clear up. The people who come in here, often 80% of them have had their, because they felt that their thyroid was a problem.
Had them checked,
and they were told that they were normal when.
Why is that?
They're not doing the proper blood tests. They're not reading them correctly. Doctors aren't being specific enough on what the thyroid number should be. The American Thyroid Association has said that the numbers need to be much, much tighter than what they are. There's a different type of a evaluation. There's reference range, and then there's homeostasis. What is a perfect homeostasis? The labs aren't there to tell you what the blood work should be. Mm-hmm. They're just saying, of the people who come in here, 50% of them have this number. Reference range has nothing to do with where you know, mm-hmm. you should be.
Right.
That's
I know
not
you
what
look way beyond them and right. tell people, you know, and they come in, well, my doctor said, you know, this
right.
was normal.
And yeah. I say, no, that's mm-hmm. that's not normal. I even find endocrinologists mm-hmm. Not reading lab tests properly mm-hmm. to really understand where that should be, because when we get people into homeostasis range, mm-hmm. their symptoms go away. That's where they go, oh, wow, I feel really great. All the different things that I was complaining about are all of a sudden now working properly, and that's because they are in the range that I tell them that they should be in.
Right.
Because those are the proper ranges that need to be there.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
Ah! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
Well, we have an update on the COVID-19 we've been talking about. Some good news, some encouraging news.
Yes, it is. It is. I'm actually very pleased. Mm-hmm. I was more expecting the worst.
Yes.
You know, planning for it, which is a good thing that a doctor should do. He should always think negative first.
Uh-huh.
You know, you think of the worst possibility, eliminate that. So I'm very encouraged and hope that the good news keeps on coming.
Yeah, and that's good for a vulgar optimist,
yeah.
I call you.
as a doctor, you have to, yes. eliminate the worst things first. That's just the way it goes.
Now, we were talking before we went to break at who's at risk with the COVID-19.
Yes.
And you talked about cholesterol-lowering drugs.
Yes.
People that are on cholesterol-lowering drugs are at risk.
Right.
And why is that?
And there's a weakening of the cell wall. Cholesterol is the main component for the cell wall.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get your cholesterol levels too low, then the cell walls become weaker.
Yeah.
And then viruses are easier, can actually penetrate the cell wall. So,
and cholesterol, one of those things, the varicidin that's in our immune booster, helps build cell walls.
Yeah, it's monolaurin in there.
That
builds up the cell wall. And then it has a couple other things that also help out with viruses, especially zinc. Zinc is an excellent type of thing to take with that.
And then we talk about our smokers are at risk.
Very much
so. There's the lungs.
Yeah, again,
vaping.
Alcohol consumption. Mm-hmm. Too much alcohol makes you more
susceptible. And aren't alcohol sales up during this time?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I've heard that.
I wouldn't be surprised. But alcohol actually lowers your vitamin A, vitamin D, and vitamin E, which are one of the major things that keeps your immunity up. Mm-hmm. So, you know, alcohol right now, in moderation, can be good, especially ones with high tannin. Mm-hmm. But if you overconsume, then you actually start to get a drop in your vitamins and minerals. So don't drink too much right now.
Mm-hmm.
Not a thing to do.
Yeah, and at our office, we're helping people build their immune system. We're helping them get their body in homeostasis so they can be healthy.
Get everything balanced out is what we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have your lungs working right. You have to have your cardiovascular system. So getting a good evaluation on all those types of things. And hair analysis is excellent. That's one thing that we do. Mm-hmm. That shows up especially the zinc-copper ratio, which has a lot to do with immune system. We also check on the gut. The gut is where 80% of the immune system is, and if you have stresses on there, that, from the National Institute of Health, as they've done the study on gut health, is the major reason why people develop autoimmune diseases, and also is the major reason why people have a weakened immune system.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, blood work, hair analysis to find out the tissue minerals is very important. And then also checking on the gut health are all things that should be done in a primary care physician setting.
And those are three big ones that we
always do.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, going in, checking on the heart, checking on the lungs, seeing everything that's going on, getting the thorough diagnostics. And this just shows up how important it is to keep your health, you know, and
This is showing that, right?
Right. We are a country of individual freedom, and we do have the freedom to really have that checked out. And the best way, the people who do it the best are structure function doctors,
mm-hmm.
who go in there and are much more thorough in looking at this at a much higher level. Again, when you're going through the disease process, what they're looking for is acute diseases that they can treat symptomatically. They are not really looking to see what your status of your health is and really aren't trained along those lines. That's not their purpose.
Well, I think that's what shows here. This is pandemic has showed where we're lacking in our health care.
Correct.
It's great. We're working on the vaccine and everything.
Disease care, yes.
Yeah.
We still need to do that.
Disease care, we got down.
Right.
But it's the preventative, the function structure, getting people healthy.
Right.
You know? And that's what we do at the Prather practice. And that's what we need to see more of in health care here in the United States. More of a focus.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Then we'll have a healthier America.
Well, one thing that's also been shown up recently is African Americans are three times as likely to go down with the COVID-19.
Really?
As yes. So they're trying to figure that out, whether it's just underlying conditions or what's going on.
They also don't know why.
Well, one of the things is they also have three times as likely to have hypertension.
Three times as high as, oh, okay.
So really working along those lines, we've seen a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that our African-American patients, I really encourage them to have some different types of supplementation.
Yeah.
Look at this a little bit differently. And we've been able to get quite a few of our patients getting the hypertension under control.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain enzymes and proteins that have really been helpful along those lines to get the levels up. So I do understand why that would be occurring, but it is something to be aware of.
Okay. Well, how can people reduce their risk for COVID-19?
Well, don't smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Get a good checkup right now and kind of get your system up to par. I've had several people that I actually put into quarantine that had no idea that they should be because of underlying conditions, and then said, hey, we need to go after this real quickly before you get the COVID-19, get that under control.
Yeah.
I was able to just tell someone that they're no longer have to be quarantined, mm-hmm. just because their blood work was so much better.
Good.
So they were very thrilled with that.
Yeah.
They had some family members they wanted to see and couldn't before.
Right.
It's an awareness along those lines. Mm-hmm. Don't overdrink alcohol. Get plenty of rest. And don't stress out.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, we're going to talk about.
That has it. Getting outside, getting some sunshine.
Yeah, it's really neat seeing people walk in and out. Yesterday was a beautiful day and
right.
people were out.
Yeah, and some people on social media are like, people, what are you doing walking around?
Yeah, get in your houses.
Yeah, and that's actually the wrong thing.
Right.
That's not scientific at all. Uh-huh. The fresh air, good sunshine is very healthy for individuals.
Remember Florence Nightingale?
Right. That was one of the things that they said was very important for recovery. Mm-hmm. So it boosts your immune system, reduces your stress, and you're not going to be spreading, you know, it's not like somebody outside your house is going to cough and you're going to get COVID-19. Mm-hmm. That's not how that works. You have to be in much more proximity, and you have to be there with someone for a longer period of time. Mm-hmm. The healthiest thing is people getting outside instead of being inside.
Right. So what is the future of this pandemic and future pandemics? I know you have said, we've been doing this radio show, 15 years?
Yes.
But you've been talking about it's every 100 years there's a pandemic and we were due for one. Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, what is the future of this pandemic and future pandemics?
Well, one of the things that we have as a problem is we have an over-medicated, over-drugged population mm-hmm. that is helping to set up the possibilities of pandemics. This is something that I read in scientific literature all the time, and they've been able to squash many of the pandemics from actually spreading. The Ebola virus was a major one that the World Health Organization was able to get right on. And of course, in Africa, they had a much more transparent country, so they were able to get in on it right away and get that under control, because that had a 50 to 75% death rate.
So the difference between that is, seems to be transparency that we didn't get from China.
Right. On this. So that was one of the things that we've got going on. The other things that we're looking at for pandemics, and for this one in particular, is usually, you know, we've got, as the summer comes around, it really goes under. It can come back again in the fall. Mm-hmm. It all depends on what the virus does and how it kind of works and kind of how we work with that. So that's something that we should be aware of, that this can come back. Mm-hmm. We don't have a crystal ball on how this virus is going to work. The virus could actually mutate and become a lot more of a mild type of thing mm-hmm. for us, you know, as it gets used to or it could actually get worse.
Okay.
We don't know yet. There's still quite a bit to be solved, and the more information that we get, the better off. So the countries really need to start working together.
Right. That's what needs to happen.
That really needs to happen, and then we can get the data and then get a clearer picture. Mm-hmm. Still, the picture's not completely clear.
Okay.
Pandemics in the future, we need to really work on the structure function aspect.
Of healthcare.
Getting mm-hmm. people healthier. We should be doing that anyway,
yeah.
but that's not the emphasis that we've had. And that's where we can really get pandemics and not be reliant just on drugs and vaccinations, but we need to work on the health of the population.
Mm-hmm.
Because an unhealthy population will breed viruses and bacteria.
Well, we've seen it happen, and it affects everything.
Absolutely.
The economy, our
Absolutely.
Health affects everything.
Having a healthy population would really be one of the best things we could possibly do, and trying to work out on how we can achieve that.
Okay. All right, when we come back, ways to not let the COVID-19 get the best of us.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
And all you men out here 55 years old trying to date some girl 20 like she like you. Are you out your mind? You want a woman that understands the signs of stroke. That's what I'm looking for. A woman that got my medication in her purse. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. I thought you took it. I thought I did. you want a woman that's your nurse. See, if you go to dinner with a woman that's 55 years old and your little lip curl up, she know what to do. She'll get you to a hospital and save your life. But a girl 20, quit making faces at me. It's not funny anymore.
The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
Homeopathy is one of what we consider our greatest secret weapon and really does tremendous amount more for people than almost anything else we do. When the 1918 flu came through, homeopathic hospitals had less than a 10% death rate, whereas the pharmaceutical hospitals had a over 90% death rate. The biggest problem that people have with the COVID-19 is their body doesn't recognize it as an invader. But we found in our office that it does really seem to make a big difference if you make a homeopathic for that particular virus or bacteria. It helps to stimulate the immune system to identify an invader. It's not a vaccination because the vaccination is actually giving the infection, so the body will respond to it. What this is sort of like an identifier, so the immune system goes, aha, you're the problem.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Detailed lab tests are crucial to understanding your health. As Dr. Prather always says, if you don't test, you don't know. There are certain lab tests that all of us should have at least once per year. At the Prather Practice, we recommend three affordable tests that provide the blueprint to your health. The Prather Profile is the most comprehensive blood analysis available, providing more information about the function of your body than any other test. Minerals are the common deficiencies in the body, and hair analysis is the most effective way to analyze mineral levels. The bowels have the largest influence on the immune system, and the best way to test that is through the GI Effects Toolkit. The Prather Profile Blood Analysis and the GI Effects Toolkit are even covered by most insurances. Don't guess when it comes to your health. Discover the blueprint to your health at the Prather Practice by calling us at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
Well, we're going to talk about ways to not let the COVID-19 get the best of us. And I did a Zoom meeting call earlier this week on this subject to a group of women from the VIP Center here in Indianapolis.
Excellent.
Led by my friend Angie Nuttall. Give her a shout out. But the first thing I talked about is back away from the bad news. Back away from the bad news. We are not people that have the news on 24/7.
Right.
We don't need to listen to every press conference. You know, on my phone, it'll come up Fox News. So-and-so is speaking, and I don't need to hear every time the governor speaks. Or sorry, governor. But it's not that we want to bury our heads in the sand. And I
sure.
know for you, you're definitely not doing that as a physician. But I'm recommending just getting the facts in small dosages, you know. Just hit a pause sometimes. It's important that we're not constantly having that news on.
Yeah, one thing that unfortunately the news is doing, and oftentimes really it's better, in my opinion, it's better to read things than to listen to people talk
That's
about it.
That's what you do, is you read, yeah.
Yeah, read, because then you're processing it, and it's more factual instead of emotional.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that unfortunately the news has done is they've been competing for money and listeners.
Yeah.
And the way to get that is to get an emotional response.
Get more dramatic,
get people worked up. They're doing that on social media. They're doing it on TV, radio. That's a very common type of thing. We're not trying to get people worked up. We're trying to just give the facts.
Right.
And
educate.
educate, you know, and so go more to educational sites where you can actually understand instead of getting onto sites that get you emotionally all worked up. It's amazing some of the patients and even some of the staff how emotional they got. You know, they were crying because of this COVID-19, and it's like, okay, you are you are 23. You are as healthy as a horse. We've already checked you out. If you get it, you probably won't even have any symptoms. What are you getting worked up for? Mm-hmm. Because people die with the COVID-19. And it's like, do you think you could actually die with that? Mm. And they're like, well, that's what they're saying on the news.
They almost felt like it was a death sentence.
Death sentence that you had the COVID-19. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. 80% of the people don't even know that they have it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, being realistic and not just going with the hype and with all the craziness out there.
Right, right. The other thing, too, with social media, you know, it's real easy, this constant scrolling. But, you know, if you have constant scrolling of bad news, it's going to put you in a state of despair.
Right.
You know? So really put your limit yourself on the scrolling. I know we had, for example, our daughter is a nurse at a downtown hospital in Chicago, and she takes the train into work, wears her scrubs, and there's not a lot of people taking the train, and she wasn't feeling safe. So we offered, we'll pay for an Uber for you to take into work. We'd feel better about that. Well, she's found some Uber drivers won't pick her up because they see her in scrubs. You know what
right.
I'm saying? And they're afraid. And boy, and the mama bear and me got like really upset. And the first thing, you know, I want to get on my social media and tell the world, you know. And I'm like, why would I do that? You know, that negativity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I see on social media. Oh, I got something negative. I'm going to share it.
Right.
You know, and then you got your people that share positive, which is wonderful. But just to get a rise in people, I just wanted, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, trying to get appeal to people's base feelings.
Right.
You know, as a way to kind of promote stuff. We really need to get away from that.
Yes, we need to. And it's just so prevalent on social media.
Right.
And, you know, we need to be part of the solution and not the problem. So number one, back away from the bad news. Don't bury your head in the sand. But
right. And then get sites that you feel that you know that you can control.
Yeah.
Not just get on sites where people get you worked up.
Uh-huh.
You know, you want to be able to use your human brain, not your reptilian brain.
Use your human brain.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Because the reptilian brain just responds.
Yeah.
You've got three different levels. You've got your human brain, you've got your mammal brain.
I thought you were saying him.
You know, I was trying not to say, you know, mammaries. Then you got your mammal brain. You think that that's the way I'm thinking, but
yeah.
You got your mammal brain, and then you've got your reptilian brain.
Yeah.
So use your human brain. And don't go to your reptilian brain where it's just, you know, the people who are sitting there, oh my gosh, the COVID, you know, and then they start crying and stuff like that. And they're using the reptilian brain.
Right.
You know,
you had to work with some of our staff to get them off the ledge.
Yeah, it's like, uh-huh. We're good. This uh-huh. is, you know, I can, you know, this can be taken care of. This is not, I mean, it's a big deal for quite a few people.
Right, right.
But you're not one of them.
Right. All right, number two, reach out toward community. This is so important. You know, when people are anxious and depressed, they tend to look inward. Mm. And it's more than ever time to look out toward our community. Someone had said, you know, to have empathy, you need to get in the hula hoop with that person. I love that. You know, they have a hula hoop around them. You're going to get in that hula hoop with them. And again, I mentioned before, this is physical isolation, not social isolation.
Yeah. And one of the things I'm doing is I do blood tests on people.
Yeah.
And you can actually tell how they're doing with their adrenal numbers and also with their carbon dioxide level, because if it starts to go low, you become more acidic, and it's because they're stressed. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not deep breathing. And everybody that I'm testing, I mean, it's just incredible how people I've been testing for a long period of time.
And all 30 of a sudden, years. Yeah.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, everybody is showing up completely stressed.
So their adrenals are stressed.
And that is not good. I said, you know, you're okay. You know, a lot of people are needing support for depression and for stress. Mm-hmm. And we can certainly provide that right now. Mm-hmm. But that does not help the situation to be able to get the COVID-19. The better we're doing, the weaker the COVID-19 becomes.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to reduce our stress and our depression.
Right.
And, you know, doing all the different types of things that you're talking about, that really goes a long way.
Right. You know, just our neighbors, our next door neighbor, he's got, him and his wife have three little ones. He called me last week. He called us and said, "I'm heading to the store. Do you need anything?"
Right.
We didn't need anything, but just knowing, hey, he's got my back. He's right. Looking out for me. And then we have on the other side of us a widower who's by himself that we check in on. He's got family close by, too. And we were heading to the store, and there were some things he needed. Mm-hmm. And so checking in on each other is important.
And that interconnection really helps to reduce stress. If we feel like we have a support group,
yeah.
If we have others that we can count on, and here in America, that's one of the things, and we can be proud to be Americans because of how our response is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really good, and we need to keep up with that and do more of it.
Right. You know, I never thought I'd say this, but I thank God for technology. But now my extended family we're doing Zoom calls once a week on mm-hmm. Easter coming up. Mm-hmm. We got our time, and we're going to all meet, and it's hard because we like to all talk at once. The Italian family.
Well, you always
Zoom meetings are very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
But we're more connected as a family group than we were before. So this is the time we have the homeless shelters, Wheeler Rescue Mission. I'm on their email list. They are in great need right now. Mm-hmm. Help. Even if you can't physically help them financially, we had a large dividend check that we received, able to sign it over to them. That felt good.
Even $10-$20,
right,
it really goes a long way for them.
Right. Can yeah. give a meal.
Yeah. Be generous during this time.
Mm-hmm. Single moms with kids, we have a friend who's a single mom with a child who does not have a job right now. Mm. And Shipt, I think I'm saying that right. I have that app now. We were able to have meal delivered to her.
Mm.
Now it's backlogged, so sometimes you have to wait 1 or 2 days with your order. But there's things you can do. Write letters to your healthcare providers. I know a woman who has kids at home right now, and she says Meals on Wheels need a lot of help delivering meals. Mm-hmm. So her and her kids went and delivered meals to people. So Meals on Wheels needs help. I know someone that they're doing for their friends that have kids, these Easter egg drops. So they'll fill Easter eggs with different surprises and try to keep that refined sugar down low, right?
Right, right. You don't, again, that would be a thing to, keep the immune system up. Eat right.
Right. But they're doing that where they are doing that for their friends and family, which is really, really neat. Well, when we come back, more on ways to not let the COVID-19 get the best of us.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, there was a major study by an insurance company that focused on the healthcare model you use in your office. What were the results of that study?
It actually was quite a seismic finding. I like that term.
Yeah.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. It's a Chicago-based health maintenance organization. The group has 600,000 enrolled members. So they took about 10,000 of those and put them in with chiropractors who are trained in the structure-function model. Mm. Now, not all chiropractors are trained in the structure-function model. These gentlemen actually got the same type of training that I had. Okay. And they were the primary care physicians. After 5 years, they had startling results. Mm. They had a reduction of 60.2% in hospital admissions.
Wow.
They had 59% reduction in hospital days. They had a 62% reduction in outpatient surgeries and procedures, and a remarkable 85% reduction in pharmaceutical costs.
Wow.
This resulted in a total savings in the first 5 years of 40% over all the other primary care physicians.
40%.
40% reduction. If you can imagine that we could reduce our healthcare costs across the board by 40%.
And get those kind of results.
And there were 80% less reactions. There was a reduction in lawsuits. Mm-hmm. There was a reduction in everything. Plus, the people were much, much healthier and much more satisfied.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The interesting thing is that the specialists, the cardiologist, the oncologist, the gastroenterologist, all the specialists, as they were asked to rate the difference in the two different models, they gave the structure-function model as the primary care coming in a 96% satisfaction rating, and they gave the disease model as primary care a 40%. The results are indisputable.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. The 1-2-3 punch to boost your immune system.
They don't have a medication for the coronavirus. But one of the ways that you can do that is boosting your own immune system. Beta carotene is a very, very safe way to do that. You can take large amounts of it, and it really helps with upper respiratory infections. The viruses have to be able to penetrate the cell wall. And monolaurin builds up the cell wall and makes it stronger. And if you are taking cholesterol-lowering drugs, you're much more susceptible to viruses. We, at this point, can make a homeopathic for all the coronaviruses, and then we can also add in the homeopathic for the COVID-19, which helps the body to isolate and to boost the immune system to attack the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. That's what homeopathics do. 1-2-3 punch, three simple types of things: beta carotene, the monolaurin, and the homeopathic.
Call the Prather Practice and learn more about our 1-2-3 punch to boost your immune system. 317-848-8048. Or learn more at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.
It's a beautiful.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We're talking about ways to not let the COVID-19 get the best of us. It said back away from the bad news, reach out toward community. Third, rest in new rhythms of work and play. You know, your routine may be out the window. You know, for us, we're working harder than we ever have. We are short some staff, so I'm in there. Patients are more. Patients are saying, I thought you retired.
I know.
I've come out of retirement. No, I've never retired. You're working harder.
Yes.
We're having to make decisions as a small business owner.
We are a essential.
Right.
You know, essential we're providing, essential. We've got people who are at risk. We've got people with immune compromise that we have to take care of. Mm-hmm. So I am actually busier than I've ever been before.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going full guns at our office. Keeping, you know, working for people at this point.
Yeah, and I want to make sure small business owners know, like, we're filling out applications for the Paycheck Protection loan. Make sure you get with your bank on that, small business owners out there with less than 500 employees. There's the small business disaster loan too. You know, there's a lot of time involved on that. But let's talk about, you know, those of you that are working from home. That doesn't mean you're working 24/7. You know, take a break. Put the laptop down.
Put the top down.
The phone down. And it's really important right now to rest, you know, get plenty of sleep, take naps when needed. When our weekend comes, you and I, we really
crash.
We take our naps. Take our walks, take our naps. But I think in a time of crisis, it may try to convince us that we're not allowed to have fun or take care of our bodies. And it's important to laugh.
Boost the immune system.
Boost the white blood cell count.
You can see an immediate difference in how the white blood cell count's doing with some good humor.
Yeah, and there was the finale of my favorite show, Modern Family, last night.
No.
And I got to laugh a lot just watching that. You know, it's okay right now to start a book, board games. People are getting the board games out. I heard someone was playing Life. You remember that game?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that game.
Book clubs you can do on Zoom. Puzzles. I don't even know if you can get any puzzles anymore. People are just
buying them up like crazy. Yeah. All good things.
Yes. And really important right now to work on your health. I can be an emotional eater. So very important. You know, I don't want that show, The 600-Pound Life.
Because of the COVID. They should have a special show on there, the COVID-19 weight loss program.
Yeah. Well, there we go.
You know, okay, I gained 30 pounds over the COVID-19. Yeah. How do I get them off?
Yeah. Weight loss programs are going to be really popular after this.
Right.
But get outside like we talked. Walk, run, bike, whatever you enjoy doing, but get outside. And then find space. You have space right now. We don't feel like we do right now, but those of you that are at home, working from home, your kids are at home, you know, rest, relax, enjoy leisure, and breathe. You don't need to cram all this schoolwork, have your kids sitting there for 8 hours. They need to be moving.
Some of the kids are spending more time doing schoolwork right now than they did when they were in school.
Yeah, lighten up.
It's like, what?
Uh-huh. You can take things and
overdo them on anything, right?
Right. All right. Number four, refocus on what you can control. You know, we can't control this invisible virus. We can't control the economy. We don't know how long it's going to last, although we had some good news.
Which
is great.
Very excited about that.
There's lots of uncertainty. And for those of us that like control, that's a hard place to be.
There's a very interesting study that they did where they took two different groups.
Oh, yeah.
And then they measured their anxiety level, which you can do through blood. And they had one group where they sit there and they said, we're going to give you 20 real strong shocks.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had another group that they said, we're going to give you 20 shocks, but there's going to be three of them that are going to be at the same level as the others, you know, the hard shocks. So there's... in other words, the 20 actually got the really hard shocks, but they got 20 hard shocks.
Okay.
And then the other group got 20 shocks mild, hard.
Okay, but they didn't know when the hard ones
were coming. And the people who had just the three hard shocks that they didn't know that they were coming had almost a 10 times greater anxiety level than the people who had the 20 hard shocks.
Interesting.
So it was the anticipation of the unknown.
The uncertainty.
The uncertainty that gives people anxiety.
Yes.
If they know it's going to be terrible, they're actually better than if they're not quite sure.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, relax. You know, get out of that mindset.
Right.
Get out of that anticipatory mindset where you're thinking the worst.
Right. Okay. And let's talk about, you know, in the Bible it says fear not 365 times. Do you think God knew something?
Right.
We are going to fear.
That's amazing.
One fear not for every day of the year. So we're going to fear. And especially with this uncertainty. But it's what we choose to do next that matters. You know, are we going to faith and trust, or are we going to despair? You know, that's where you have a choice.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, I was thinking about faith is based on a creator we can't see, just like this virus. So where are we putting our hope in, you know, right now? This is a time to really analyze your faith. Where is your faith? And maybe a time, if you've walked away from it, to come back to it.
Mm.
So I know our church is online every week, tpcc.org. That's Traders Point. A lot of churches have gone online. I know I have extended family members that don't go to church that are going online right now to listen, and this might be a time to renew your faith. One thing someone did is put these six daily quarantine questions on their bathroom mirror. You can put them on your refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
But these are important questions to ask yourself every day. Number one, what am I grateful for today? It's very important to be grateful.
Really good, yeah.
Even during this COVID-19, you can find things you're grateful for.
Right.
The sunshine, my grandsons, even my husband.
Oh, there you go.
Thanks.
I wondered about that one. Oh, by the way, we're married, so we might let them know.
For those that, yeah, I'm just tuning in. To who am I connecting with or checking in on today?
Right.
You know, that gets that community outreach. Three, how am I getting outside? How am I moving my body today? What beauty am I inviting in or creating or cultivating?
Ooh, all the flowers are coming up.
Oh, yeah. We have our tulips coming up now. What expectation of normal am I letting go of? You know, very important. So those are great questions to have. I'm so thankful for our bird feeders that we put
up. Oh, that was
some
great,
wasn't
it? Yeah, we always
done.
Enjoy that.
Yeah, from the Unlimited Bird. And we get to watch our birds a lot, which we enjoy. Also, I have a graph. We're going to get that out on our Facebook. But there's three zones we could be in right now. The fear zone, you know, so who do I want to be during this COVID-19? Do I want to be in the fear zone where I grab toilet paper, medications I don't need, I complain frequently? Or the learning zone, I start to give up what I can't control, I identify my emotions, I stop compulsively consuming what hurts me from food to news. I recognize that we are all trying to do our best. And then the growth zone. So we had the fear zone, the learning zone, or do I want to be a person in the growth zone? I think of others, see how I can help them. I live in the present and focus on the future. I make my talents available to those who need them. And I thank and appreciate others.
Mm, yeah.
So it's very important to think about that.
And, you know, I just see that in your life in so many different types of ways. You know, how you're reaching out to people, how, you know, you're thinking about, you know, how you can help the less fortunate. You know, it's just, you know, I've married an amazing woman.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, honey. All right. Thank you, Dr. Prather, as always.
Yeah. Thank you.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.